A man in his 50s is still being questioned by Gardaí investigating the disappearance of Kenmare sheep farmer Mike Gain. He was reported missing on March the 20th. That's 8.5 weeks ago. The man was arrested yesterday after Gardaí confirmed the discovery of partial human remains on Mr. Gain's farm. The man was arrested on suspicion of murder. A technical and forensic examination by members of the Garda Technical Bureau has been continuing at the farmyard, outbuildings and adjoining lands in Kenmare. For more, we're joined by our Southern editor Pascal Sheehy. A grim scene, Pascal, at Mr. Gain's farm. Will you talk us through events over the weekend?
Mary, I suppose events started and the disappearance of Mike Gain came back into focus in a significant way on Friday evening. Now, what happened on Friday afternoon is that a family friend and a relative of Mike Gain went to the farm to spread slurry on the land. They agitated one of the slurry tanks in the farmyard and filled a slurry tank. They had a significant amount of material spread over at least two of the fields, about a half a kilometre from the main road, down from the main road and adjoining, or more or less adjoining, the farmyard, when my understanding is that the chute became blocked on the slurry tank that was the bulk tank that was being used to spread the slurry. The tractor driver got out to investigate what had caused the blockage and became suspicious about what this material was, contacted the Gardaí. The Gardaí came. I think there was a cursory examination done of the material that had already been spread, and on that basis they decided to seal off the area, and of course we know now that that material has been confirmed as being human tissue. The area on Friday night was declared a crime scene, and then a huge re-examination, a very extensive re-examination of the farmyard commenced on Saturday. What we saw in particular yesterday afternoon was that a mechanical excavator, a tracking machine, was brought in to lift the slatted units. These are the giant slabs that form the floor of the cowshed on the farm. That excavator lifted those slabs and put them to one side on the farmyard. That allowed Gardaí access to the slurry tank, and material was removed from it. Material was removed from the bulk tank that had been used to spread the slurry. And in another part of the farmyard, there was a line of around a dozen Gardaí with shovels and pikes going through that material, sifting through that material. And we know now at this stage that there were further tissue parts recovered during that. And then the very, very somber scenes yesterday evening when a hearse arrived with a coffin in the back, and that material was removed for testing. Testing that is expected to confirm that they are the partial human remains of Mike Gain.
And at what point, Pascal, during these latest extensive and intensive searches, was an arrest made?
The arrest was made yesterday afternoon in Killarney, but I do think that once material was discovered and once that material was confirmed to be human tissue, there was an inevitability that there would be an arrest. So the man who is now being questioned was known to Mike Gain. He was arrested and detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. That allows Gardaí to question him for a maximum of 24 hours. We don't know yet if that man suspended his questioning and took a break overnight last night. If that is the case, then that time will be added to the 24 hours that Gardaí are allowed to detain him. They're allowed to question him for a period with breaks of a maximum of 24 hours.
Pascal Sheehy, our Southern editor, thank you very much indeed. It's 18 minutes past 8.